So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Hashut vin shenadru hanoa zeh mizeh. If two people own a chatzar, a courtyard, in partnership, and each one made a neder prohibiting himself from benefiting from the other, there's a machlikis whether they may continue using the yard. The Tanakhama says, Asurin likanes lechatzar, they may not enter the yard. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, zeh nechnes l'teich shaloi, v'zeh nechnes l'teich shaloi. Both may enter and use the chatzar, because each partner is simply using his own property. Based on the Gemara, the Ran explains that the key issue in this machlokes is in how we understand the shared use of the same property. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds yesh breira, and therefore understands that a partnership is an agreement to divide the time of when they use the property. When one partner uses the yard, it is retroactively considered as if they had agreed for him to own the entire property at that time. Therefore, when each partner uses the chatzar, he is not benefiting from his partner's share at all, and so they may continue to use the chatzar. This concept utilizes the concept of breira, a means of retroactively deciding the nature of a past event. However, the Tanakhama argues with this approach because he holds ein breira. We do not use such retroactive methods. He therefore understands that at all times, each partner only owns half of the property and merely has the rights to the use of his partner's half. Therefore, every time he uses the chatzar, he is benefiting from his partner, and so they may not continue to use the chatzar. The Gemara also considers another way of understanding the machlokes. The Tanakhama generally agrees that yesh breira, and therefore umedina shari, they would be allowed to continue using the chatzar. However, as the Ran explains, the Rabbanan sabri kansinan lehu, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov sabri deloy kansinan. The Tanakhama holds that they were penalized and forbidden by the Chacham to use the chatzar, so that we do not have to utilize breira to allow them to use the chatzar. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that we do not penalize them. However, this explanation and the knas applies only to nadru hanoa zeh mizeh. Each partner made a nedr prohibiting himself from benefiting from the other. Therefore, the Chacham penalized the mudr to indeed be prohibited to use the chatzar, because he brought this problem upon himself. However, in the case of Hidir Ze'ezeh, each partner made a neder forbidding the other from benefiting from him, the Chacham would not penalize the Mudr because he did not bring this problem upon himself. He was forbidden to use the Chatzar by his partner. However, according to the first explanation, the Machlekes would apply both in the case of Nadru Hanoa Zeh Mizeh and in the case of Hidir Ze'ezeh, because they are both Asur Me'ikar Adin because Ein Breira. The Gemara continues to delve into breira as it applies to our case and makes a distinction between chatzar sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, a courtyard large enough to divide adequately, which means that after division they will each be left with an area of at least 4 amas by 4 amas, and chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, a courtyard not large enough to divide adequately, which means that after division they will each be left with an area of less than 4 amas by 4 amas, as the Ran explains. The problem with applying breira is that we must retroactively apply a later determination of something which was not determined at the outset when the kinyan was made. However, a lesser breira needs to be applied in the case of chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka than in the case of chatzar sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, as the Ran explains. In the chatzar sheyesh bo kedei chaluka, at the time the partnership was formed, it was not yet determined how they will use it. Actually, they will probably divide it, because it's more practical for each one to have a specific property. Therefore, now that they decided to keep it whole and use it in an alternating manner, we must apply a full breira and say hover hadavel mafreya. We retroactively determine that this property was meant to be used this way, with each one owning the entire property while using it. Therefore, in this case, we would be more inclined to say ein breira. However, in a chatzar she'ein bo kedei chaluka, at the time the partnership was formed, it was clear that they will use it in an alternating manner because it's too small to be divided. Therefore, we only need to apply a partial breira while each one is using it to say, hover hadavel lemafreya. We retroactively determine that at this time that he's using the chatzar, it is entirely his property. Therefore, in this case, we would be more inclined to say, yesh breira. Based on this reasoning, we have the following machlokes. Amar Rabba, Amar Ze'iri, Machloikis kesheyesh bo kedei chaluka, where the Tanakhama holds ein breira, aval ein bo kedei chaluka divrei kol mutar, because the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that yesh breira. However, Rabbi Yosef Amar Ze'iri says, Machlokes she'im bo kedei chaluka. Where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds yesh brera, avo yesh bo kedei chaluka, divra kol aser. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees with the Tanakama that ain brera. We'll now go back and continue the Mishnah. V'shneim asurim lahamid rechaim v'taner v'legadol tanagoyim. Both the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agree that neither partner may set up a mill or oven or raise chickens in the chatzar. The Ran explains that since each partner has the right to object and prevent the other from using the chatzar for one of the above uses, therefore when he does allow it, the other partner is benefiting from him. If only one partner made a neder prohibiting himself from benefiting from the other, lo yikanes lechatzar. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer, yachlu leimer loy, l'tech sheli ani nechnes, ve'eni nechnes l'tech shelcha. This is basically a repetition of the original machlekes, but it's repeated to teach the next halacha. V'koyfen es ha-neider limker es chalkei. The one who made the neder is compelled to sell his part, because the chacham were concerned that he will become jealous of the fact that his partner has no restrictions while he does, and he will transgress the neder and use the chatzar. The Gemara explains that this gezer applies only to nidroi, where he restricted himself, but does not apply to hidiroi, because we cannot compel him to sell because his partner restricted him. Mishnah continues, ha'yeechad min ha'shuk mudr be'echad mehem hana. If a stranger was forbidden by a neder of one partner, according to the Tanakhama, lo yikanes lechatzar. Blessed be Yaakov, Omer Yochel lo imra loy. L'teich shalcha verchani nechnas, ve'eni nechnas l'teich shalcha. The Mishnah now teaches several halachas of an individual owner, not partners. Hamudr hana mechaveiroi. V'yesh loy merchatz u'bisabad muskorin be'ir. If the mother has a bathhouse or olive press leased out to a third person, may the mudr use it? It depends. Im yesh loy behen tvisas yad aser. If the mother retains a holding in it, the mudr may not use it. Ein lo ben tfisas yad mutr. This is machlekes in what is considered tfisas yad. According to Rav Nachman, tfisas yad is lemechtzel l'shlish v'levriya, av lebatzer loy. He gets at least 25% of the income. Anything less is not considered tfisas yad. According to Abaya, afel lebatzer aser. Any percentage of income is considered tfisas yad. Heich edami deshari, the makabel bataska. A flat rental fee is not considered tfisas yad. The final halacha of the Mishnah is explained in the next daf.